This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Verizon will upgrade Denver's 911 call routing system in response to outcry from residents. The move comes after the death of Ma Kang, who was killed by a stray bullet in the city's East Colfax neighborhood last month. Family members complained that emergency calls went to Aurora instead of Denver, which they think delayed first responders. Verizon plans to install GPS technology to make sure calls reach the correct dispatchers. AT&T already does that, and T-Mobile is testing its own system. Kang's shooting is still under investigation. The EPA is scheduling meetings with residents in Lakewood to warn them about long-term exposure to a toxic chemical used by a commercial sterilizing company. CPR's Joe Wirtz reports.
The alert concerns health problems from long-term exposure to ethylene oxide, a gas routinely used to disinfect medical equipment that researchers have linked to cancer. The gas is used at Terumo BCT Sterilization Service in Lakewood, and EPA modeling shows it could increase lifetime cancer risks for nearby residents. The company says the emissions are well below state and federal limits, and that modeling shows potential, not actual, risk. The EPA meeting in Lakewood is scheduled for October. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
A post office in Boulder is now named after the police officer who died in last year's King Soopers shooting. The officer Eric H. Talley Post Office Building is located on 15th Street. Talley was the first officer to respond to the shooting where nine others were killed. He joined the police department in 2010. The accused gunman in the case has been found mentally incompetent to stand trial multiple times since the attack. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.